Chapter 113. Humility at the Last Passover. Peter and John, under instructions from Jesus, have already arrived in Jerusalem to make preparations for the Passover. Jesus, apparently along with the 10 other apostles, arrives later in the afternoon. The sun is sinking on the horizon as Jesus and his party descend the Mount of Olives. This is Jesus' last daytime view of the city from this mountain until after his resurrection. Soon, Jesus and his party arrive in the city and make their way to the home where they will celebrate the Passover. They climb the stairs to the large upper room, where they find all preparations made for their private celebration of the Passover. Jesus has looked forward to this occasion as he says, "I have greatly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Traditionally, 4 cups of wine are drunk by Passover participants. After accepting what is evidently the 3rd cup, Jesus gives thanks and says, "Take this, and pass it from one to the other among yourselves. For I tell you, from now on I will not drink again from the product of the vine, until the kingdom of God arrives." Sometime during the course of the meal, Jesus gets up, lays aside his outer garments, takes a towel, and fills a basin with water. Ordinarily, a host would see to it that a guest's feet were washed. But since on this occasion no host is present, Jesus cares for this personal service. Any one of the apostles could have seized the opportunity to do it. Yet, apparently because some rivalry still exists among them, no one does. Now they are embarrassed as Jesus begins to wash their feet. When Jesus comes to him, Peter protests, "You will certainly never wash my feet." "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me," says Jesus. "Lord," Peter responds, "not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." "He that has bathed," Jesus answers, "does not need to have more than his feet washed, but is wholly clean. And you men are clean, but not all." He says this because he knows that Judas Iscariot is planning to betray him. When Jesus has washed the feet of all 12, including the feet of his betrayer Judas, he puts his outer garments on and reclines at the table again. Then he asks, "Do you know what I have done to you? You address me teacher and Lord, and you speak rightly, for I am such. Therefore, if I, although Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash the feet of one another. For I set the pattern for you, that just as I did to you, you should do also. Most truly I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one that is sent forth greater than the one that sent him. If you know these things, happy you are if you do them." What a beautiful lesson in humble service. The apostles should not be seeking the first place, thinking that they are so important that others should always serve them. They need to follow the pattern set by Jesus. This is not one of ritual foot washing, no, but it is one of willingness to serve without partiality, no matter how menial or unpleasant the task may be.